So let's drop into a meditative space, taking a moment to just settle even further this expansive, beautiful beholding of the leaves, the natural world that we were able to do during that movie. Transitioning into the simplicity of this moment and this moment. Just breathing and settling, balancing your posture, releasing the tendency to contract into any single point of view. Become fixed as identity, separate from the whole. Noticing that we're all related, all really non-separate, ultimately, from this whole. And noticing that all the points of view that your attention darts from one to another, but they all self-release in the space of open intelligence. And so rest as that openness itself, as that intelligence itself. Letting yourself recognize that whatever points of view are tending to arise, just disappear too. Like if you drew a line on the surface of a still bowl of water, it would disappear. All points of view, all perspectives are releasing. And yet we keep breathing. We are these breathing creatures. And the mind has this very strong tendency to dart from one thing to another, to refocus on this and that. And as it refocuses, we shine that beam of attention on something in particular and then something else. And there's such a strong tendency to lose touch with the beingness that we are, the wholeness in which attention itself is arising. And yet attention is inseparable from it all. But breathing more, noticing that we are like so many creatures who breathe. So many breathing four-legged creatures, so many breathing beings here on this planet. Feeling our connection to one another, our breathing reminds us evidence of our livingness and of our mortality. And so just arriving again and again in every part of every breath, allowing that pattern of self-contraction at the deepest level to release and release and release. Knowing it's not a problem. And noticing that there is an emptiness, that the you who would imagine that you are doing the meditation, you can rest as awareness, and that identity just self-reveals to be non-ultimate. Just breathing and relaxing and returning and resting as awareness. Notice the inhaled breath. You know, at first we tend, in the habit of our consensus way of being, the trance we share with each other, we tend to imagine that we're standing outside of time and watching the body-mind move through time. Now I'm breathing in, and soon I'll complete my breath, then start breathing out. But the present inhalation, if we arrive in it most fully, we let go of that relationship to experience that distances every exhale. Also is right now. Every inhale is right now. There's no one passing through the breath as an event in time, a distinct event. But really, we can begin to notice those points of view and identities. We can allow them to self-liberate, to dissolve. And this point of view of being carried by a stream of time can release, and we can wake up in a space that feels as if we are here in the I am-ness that has no beginning and no end. We are here in the now-ness that was before Abraham was, I am. Realizing that everything that exists and everything that has ever existed exists simply. And there's no distance from it all. But this moment, in a sense, contains all moments because time is empty. We are here in a moment across the globe, relaxing from the momentum of our perspectives into the foundation, foundational, essential reality, which is a moment that never began, a moment that will never end, a moment that is including everything, everything that has ever happened or ever will happen. The totality of perspectives and experience always simply being breathed by the mystery of existence. Letting go into the awe. This is an infinitely deep mystery. The more we trust and release and open and deepen and release the habitual movements of attention and let ourselves observe that all happenings really cannot touch a certain ground of being. That's why the Buddhists say they are empty. And then awareness itself, with which we are inseparable, just can be what it is: open, intelligent, beneficial, radiant, vast, always releasing itself. And let's bring our attention to our hearts. Maybe even touching your hand to your heart, breathing to and from your heart. Feeling that in this center of the body, there's a nonverbal intelligence, just a disposition, a way of being, And there's an intelligence of the whole body, an intelligence of the hara, the gut, of really every cell of the body. And it can all simultaneously integrate at the center of the being. And we can know that there's really no dilemma. There never could be a dilemma. How could life be a problem? How could this moment be anything but full and perfect? And this releases us to bear witness, to simply be this witnessing, relaxing, opening awareness. It can be with all and any perspectives. Not bound to any perspective, but not needing to move away from any perspective. And from there, let's open into the crush of current events, the storms and fires and conflicts and scandals, corruption and lies, all the dark things we'd rather not feel, helping us notice what we know as global thinkers, systemic thinkers, metasystemic observers of the human moment. Notice the ecological predicament, the crises that are facing ecosystems all over the world, the sixth extinction, the overshoot of our carrying capacity, the severity and challenges of global warming, but also the political, economic and social and cultural, financial, even cultural, educational, medical, scientific areas of life, all of them in such dynamism, many seemingly approaching kinds of collapse, certainly in crisis, but also bridging into transformational tipping points, living at a time in which so much is so, so alive. And it is not a problem, and yet it almost seems like it's too much to bear witness to. And we notice that our fear has pulled us back from so feeling so much of this potential of seeing this great accelerando of intensifying innovation, this geometric growth, this simultaneous crisis of fragmentation and triumph of integration, a time in which we're waking up, and a time in which the foundations are also seeming to fall apart, a time of incredible hope and peril. And these forces of fragmentation and wholeness in play, all of us finding our way to an inner wholeness that shows up as an intention to be the presence of wholeness in the face of fragmentation and corruption and deceit. All of us intending responsibility and health, even in the midst of an unsustainable system, an unsustainable relationship with the living earth. Context of cultural disrespect for and desecration of the body of our mother planet. And yet, we can also notice that all of this has a kind of a coherent theme, that all the lines that graph our trends are converging, that we are on so many levels moving toward a point of transformation. We could call it a tipping point. And parts of the psyche of our time are interpreting all of this apocalyptically as a great unraveling. But really, it's a great mystery, and there's great uncertainty. And we're here in this mystery and this uncertainty. We don't know what form the future will actually take, and neither does anyone else. And yet we have done a lot of observing of our human civilization's self-accelerating, mad dance. And we can notice the patterns that connect our observations and how all of this implies a shift. We could call it a transition to a new, more complex, more nuanced, more compassionate, more spacious structure of consciousness and culture. And our ways of being together, like right now, our relationships, our relatedness. We can bear witness to these patterns that arise. And if this is to transition, notice that everything and everyone is implicated. Notice that we will be the ones to enact that transition. And recognize that we are all sitting in the question of how we can be that change, how we can enact that change in a way that has healthy impact, so that wholeness reasserts itself in the face of fragmentation and complexification and hyperacceleration. And we can allow ourselves to recognize. And even as we feel sometimes that we're swept along by a flood tide of inexorable cultural forces, we can choose. And this huge whole system does its choosing not from some centralized place of control, but in every heart, mind, including yours and mine. And so we can be together letting this question of how to exercise that sacred moral responsibility to be wholeness in action, effectively, with impact. And yet, how to relax the sense of problem and dilemma so that we can be the happiness and wholeness itself is a deep and profound and persistent question. Like a Zen koan, an impossible question that cannot be figured out or solved with the ordinary patterns of consciousness and mind. And yet it's a question that cannot be rejected or avoided. A question that requires us to open into the transformation of consciousness and our way of being, and our way of being related to one another. And let us release our attention from the I. Again, as we already have, into this group field, this we space. And allow our attention to mix with the empty space before us in the rooms we're sitting, around our buildings, the vastness of the space between us. And notice that we are already bearing witness, already opening into awe and wonder and compassionate resonance, and willingness and courage, just by our simple presence. Let us notice that we are the consciousness of the human world, as a mirror is held up, bearing witness to the mystery that we also are, and our moment of truth is one we're simply being with. Being with what is, feeling what is, allowing it to be what it is, simply. And let yourself be restored. Because by bearing witness, you bring awareness, the universal solvent, to all things. We enjoy the way that bearing witness cleanses the doors of perception. Just like food in fine restaurants will sometimes be meant to cleanse the palate. Let us cleanse the palate of our mind, letting us open into the one taste. This tender, simple, indescribable quality of being, of conscious embodied existence, awareness itself, here in this world. And let us allow that spacious awareness to release us, to be free, to wander, to stand exalted.